They can't redistrict you out of the listening area. Just download the free Seville 107.5 app for your Android or iPhone.
Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? With a thousand million questions about hate and death and war.
Joe Thomas in the morning. We're going to begin. We've rolled up our sleeves. June 21st is going to be here before you know it. All of the folks who are in the 7th Congressional District, including the dozen or so, actually I think it's about 100 households in Albemarle County that are now part of the 7th District, you're going to need to know who you're choosing in the Republican primary. And joining us now is Dave Ross, who's running for the GOP nomination for the 7th race against Abigail Spanberger. Dave, good to hear from you again, and thanks for coming on the program this first time and what hopefully will be many times before the 21st. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Joe. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be on, and I appreciate it.
It's a great district, even with the redistricting. I think it actually became a greater district as it now includes Greene County and a little bit of Albemarle County as well. As you went through the district and you started to go and started to meet people, you and I met the first time at the Culpeper Reagan dinner. What were some of your impressions of this new 7th Congressional District?
So my impression, so I've lived in Spotsylvania County for 15 years and Stafford for 7, so I'm already very familiar with the district, and it is just it's a district full of good people, and it's a more of a rural district than it was before, and I can honestly say that the people in the new 7th Congressional District, the Greene, Madison, Albemarle County, are just good, solid American citizens, and it's a pleasure. I think that it's a very winnable district. Glenn Youngkin won this district, if you took the new lines and traced them out, by 5 percentage points. So I'm kind of excited. Whoever takes this, and I hope it is me, is going to have, I think, a very successful fight to take Abigail Spanberger out.
Well, you talk about some of your history, has led to it. Your Marine, hoorah, and we appreciate all our Marines here there. But your representation experience in Spotsylvania on the Board of Supervisors, and what you've been able to do that would give somebody in Greene County a feeling for what kind of Congressman Dave Ross would be.
Yeah, so thank you very much. I did serve in the Marine Corps for 20 years, and that time seemed to fly by. I retired in 2008, and then in 2011, I ran for local office and was elected to the Board of Supervisors. So I'm serving in my third term there. And for those that don't know me out there in Greene and Madison and Albemarle, my campaign, when I've re-ran, has been on promises kept. That's been my campaign theme. And I have always ran on a conservative platform. And some of the things that I've done in the 10 years on Spotsylvania County is we have reduced our tax rate below the equalized rate on several occasions, which had not been done in Spotsylvania since the 1970s. So I think that's a really, I'm a limited government kind of person. I'm a founding father's constitutional conservative, a Christian constitutional conservative. Also, when the General Assembly went a little bit out of control there in 2019 with the Second Amendment, we were one of the first counties, and I led this charge, and there were literally thousands of people coming out for this, to become one of the very first counties in Virginia to become a Second Amendment sanctuary county. And I have a whole bunch of other examples that I could use, Joe, but one of the things I'm most proud of and that was the most rewarding was we had an active duty Navy captain, a homeschooling family. They had 9 children, and their youngest child was taken away by our Department of Social Services. And in that year, it was a tough year. I had to throw friendships aside and do what put principle over everything else and not go along and get along. But I was able to reorganize our Department of Social Services leadership, supervisors, and we were able to get Juan Antonio Buckley back to his family after nearly 2 years of him being away. That was very rewarding for me.
Well, and sometimes, like you said, sometimes doing the right thing doesn't feel right at the time, but you have to do that. And I know that you've served, and it's interesting, it's a front page story here this morning. One of our local counties, not in the 7th District, Louisa County, is pushing back. There's a campaign to have Thomas Jefferson and James Madison's name removed from our local library system here. And I know you've served on a library board. I want to get your thoughts when we come back from the break on the attempts to, instead of worrying about today's problems, continue to try to relitigate things that happened 200 years ago and what that would be. And also the more serious matters of the economic opportunities, better paying jobs, especially in parts of the rural parts of the 7th District. You can't avoid things like the gas prices and the increase in the cost of groceries. Can we get into that when we come back, Dave?
That'd be wonderful, Joe.
And it's Dave Ross, the number 4 Liberty, correct? Is your campaign website?
It is. It's Dave Ross, number 4 Liberty. So DaveRossForLiberty.com. Thank you.
It's like your radio is wearing a
Let's Go Brandon
t-shirt.
Let's go Brandon, I agree.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning visiting with Dave Ross, running for the GOP nomination to represent the 7th Congressional District in November. Primary day all across the country. Obviously the world is consumed right now with and concerned. You mentioned that when you were on the Spotsylvania Board of Supervisors, you worked hard to protect constituents' Second Amendment rights. Are you concerned by some of the things you hear being reported coming out of Washington, D.C., that even Republicans are talking about doing things that clearly, without specifics, we don't know what kind of expanded background checks they're talking about. What would Dave Ross, the congressperson, be doing right now in this?
Well, I am always concerned, especially in the Joe Biden administration. Everything that he does seems to hurt America, or he wants to destroy America in some of the policies that he's putting into place. We do need to, we need to restore and protect our Second Amendment always, because it does protect the others. The right to bear arms is just a key freedom and right that we have as Americans, given to us by God. And so, if you walked out of your house in the morning and saw a hole that somebody dug, you wouldn't go ban shovels. You'd go after the person that dug the hole. But we do need to be leery of anything that comes out of Washington, because it's not the guns that kill people. The best defense against a bad guy with a gun is always a good guy with a gun.
Yeah.
We need to not go after guns, but after the reasons that people are doing this and after the people that are doing it. And soft on crime just doesn't work either. As we've seen,
What about handling the mental health issues that come about? And because I've said this even in abstract to like abortion, mm-hmm. on this program, I want to stop unplanned pregnancies before they ever even consider walking into a Planned Parenthood office, and I want to help young people make good decisions. But when you see people who are making these decisions, whether it's for gang membership or for depression, all these bad choices that are being made by people. We've got to do a better job at that end, but it doesn't seem like it's a money issue, does it, Dave?
No, oftentimes it doesn't, and I think for myself, it would be policies. We need to put policies in place that help the mom, dad, child family. The family unit has been under attack in America, I would say, for the last 30 years. We see with single parents raising children without dads in the house, I mean, if you look at that statistic in the criminal, if you look at the men that are in jail today, a good majority, I think about 80%, were raised without a dad influence. So I think we've gone away from looking at those policies and just kind of look at the issue instead of what's causing the issue. And I believe getting back to a moral America, teaching morals in our schools and also getting families, promoting family units, is very important to the American core of our nation.
Now, it certainly has stopped grabbing the headlines, because I think we've grown numb to it, is the never-ending increase in the consumer price index, inflation, mm-hmm. our devalued dollar. I even managed to, I don't know if I fooled him or not, Mark Warner admitted our dollar is getting horribly devalued. So the devaluation of our dollar under constant printing and printing and printing, and the increased grocery prices and the approaching $5 a gallon gas, what does Congressman Dave Ross want to do regarding that, even without having the White House? Are there things you would try to get Congress to do?
Well, Joe, I think so. Back in December of 2020, we passed a $2.3 trillion omnibus package, which had a $900 billion stimulus. And I believe as we had the vaccine rolling out, and again, the government clearly overreached its authority on the vaccine mandates. That's a whole nother topic. But since then, they put another $1.9 trillion in March of 2021. Joe Biden did that. And then in November 21, the infrastructure bill of $1.2 trillion. And in March of this year, another $1.5 trillion. So in the past 18 months, the United States government has put $5.9 trillion into the economy. That's just a staggering amount. And unfortunately, that's, in my opinion, what's causing inflation. And so our own government has caused what is one of our biggest problems. And that then trickles up or down into gas prices, grocery prices, every price. Steel poles for fence posts, they were $3.30 about a year ago. Now they're over $8 each. I mean, and fertilizer, you name it, everything has gone up, and we haven't seen the end of it. It's just out of control, and I think it's caused by our own government. So what would Dave Ross do? I would stop out-of-control spending. We have to block Biden's agenda and block what he's doing. You had mentioned, you know, the identity of taking away names like Madison as well, and we need to stop that. We need to know who we are as a country. We need to get critical race theory out of our schools and 1619 projects out of our schools. And it's there, even in rural Orange County, as I was out there a week ago, at their school board meetings, they're having issues just in enacting what Governor Youngkin has mandated that be enacted. And it's made national news there. So we need to remember who we are as a nation, an exceptional nation. Yes, we are a nation that's had some problems, but we are an exceptional place where liberty has grown more here than anywhere on this earth over the history of the earth.
Well, you jumped ahead. I was going to ask you for advice on our local library board and giving them the strength to stand up to what appeared out of nowhere was an activist group that wants to take down Jefferson and Madison. I said it may be a molehill that I'm turning into a mountain, but it's my molehill and I'm going to fight on it, is trying to, you know, keep this from becoming a precedent that they can use to start taking out even the work product, which becomes the Declaration of Independence, to take down the Constitution. You listen to the president talk about, the Second Amendment is not an absolute thing, as if he thinks the government it's a list of things the government gave us to that. So what advice would you give our local library board for standing up against it? We already have one county standing with their back.
So it is to just stand in that gap and stand strong, because if you don't, we will lose those rights and freedoms, and they'll just be taken away from us. But like you said, they can't be. It is a right. You know, if there is a process, if Joe Biden wants to take away the Second Amendment, and that is to appeal it, but he knows he can't, and there's no way it will. But there is a process to, you know, we've appealed. You know, we've had the 17th Amendment to change things. We've had a lot of amendments that have changed stuff on prohibition and whatnot. But I would, back to the identity. This is going back into our schools too, I think, with the critical race theory, and so it's both on the library board, but it's all over. And I would say we do need parental rights in education. And that, you know, as our governor is going at the state level with school choice, I believe at the federal level we need school choice as well, where those federal funds for students follow the student and not the brick building. And as Jimmy Carter established the Department of Education, maybe during Joe Biden's term or the one after his, we will get rid of the Department of Education and bring all of that educational level and the decisions down to the local school boards. I really firmly believe we need that in America.
Dave Ross, the number 4 Liberty is his campaign website. You're going to be anywhere around this end of the 7th District in the coming days, Dave, or is your schedule so crazy? You just count on somebody having it in a folder somewhere.
No, we'll be in Culpeper this both Friday and Saturday. There's two events that are going on there. And then I have another event in Spotsylvania County coming up Monday. And so it is very busy. And then we're getting out there and hitting the doors as well. But
You're going to need to keep some time open to keep visiting with us here on the radio. I appreciate it very much, sir, and you have a blessed morning.
You too, Joe. Thanks so much for having me on, and you have a blessed day, too.
We have been around for almost 90 years.
But yogurt, what is it that you do here?
And not a sign of any slowing down.
Merchandising.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Chance for showers returning back into our forecast coming later on this morning.